When the Circus World Museum was established on June 24, 1954, there were a few wagons, some circus props, and a camel barn. Half a century later, the facility has grown to 64 acres worth of attractions and memorabilia on circus history. Larry Fisher is CEO of the Circus World Museum. He says visitors can take in a variety of activities like human cannonball shots, a high dive show, and the Great Circus Parade. Fisher says for the last 18 years, the parade has been held in Milwaukee, but a funding shortfall in the museum's 50th anniversary prompted them to hold it in Baraboo.
The parade will be of an equally wonderful scale and magnitude as we've done in Milwaukee, and in fact, we are the third largest street parade in the United States, second only to the Tournament of Roses parade and the Macy's parade.
Fisher adds that the parade is a major fundraiser. Since its creation, the Circus World Museum is the only state historic site that operates on private donations. Fisher says times have been tough on the industry.
As a result of 9/11 and war overseas and the changing economic landscape here in the United States, it's become increasingly challenging to raise funds for arts and cultural institutions. So we've become leaner and more efficient, and we're quite proud that we've been able to do that without cutting any of the activities that we deliver to our guests.
Fisher says the Circus World Museum's operating budget for 2004 is $2.7 million, almost half of what it was in 2002. He adds a fundraising drive to raise nearly $1.5 million is halfway there. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.